www.thebeatsmusic.com. What is up, America and beyond? Greetings and welcome to The Right Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and rosacea and psoriasis and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, a standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed intelligently and divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really business as usual, it is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you have a success story you want to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on the program, you hear advertised on the program, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. If you want to learn more about the BTT, if you want to purchase the BTT, or any of the longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a peek at the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. If you want to start a longevity business or if you want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to start off with a 20-second deep breath, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out. Hope you guys aren't getting bored with that. It's very important. Oxygenation activates the pleasure center in the brain and makes your brain bigger. It's important for helping stabilize the immune system. Lack of oxygen is interpreted by the body as a major stressor, and when the body is under stress, it can't recover, it can't grow, and something as simple as breathing can activate the healing system in the body. So let's do 20 seconds in, 10 seconds in, 10 seconds out, slowly in through the nose, slowly out through the nose, belly goes out on the inhale, belly comes in on the exhale. All right, starting now. And exhale. And it's as simple as that, folks. 20 seconds. And don't you feel better? If you did that, you just raise your blood pH. So many people are interested in alkalinization. You've just detoxed. So many people are interested in detoxes and cleanses. And you probably added years to your life, and you probably feel a lot better. Just 20 seconds of deep breathing. All right, I want to continue talking about eczema and psoriasis. I want to talk about eczema and psoriasis, first of all, from the standpoint of what is happening. What exactly is happening when we get a rash so that we can learn to take care of our eczema, learn to take care of our dermatitises and our psoriasis for reals, as Ali G would say, for reals. For so many of us, patients, parents, healthcare professionals, doctors, when we look at the rash or the patch that's appearing on our skin, we just figure, well, we'll just rub something on there, or we'll just pour something on there, and it's going to disappear. And it's these kind of simplistic ideas. There's a difference, by the way, between a simplistic idea and a simple idea. Being simple is breaking things down to their root causes. And that's always a good thing. To be simplistic is to be naive. Oh, I got a rash. I'm just going to put something on it and it'll disappear. That's simplistic. That's naive. And when we're simplistic and when we're naive, we become suckers and we become victims and we become prey for predators. And there's a lot of predators out there, I'm sorry to say, in the healthcare world. So eczema, for reals, is a result of a defensive type of reaction. It's a defensive reaction of the skin, as are most of the health challenges that we're dealing with, people. Most of the health challenges that we deal with are defensive reactions, immune system reactions. Even aging itself is thought to have a connection to the immune system. Aging itself has many of the hallmark signs of immune system hyperactivity. And of course, this makes sense. Human beings, as all animals, are in many ways in a battle with the environment for survival. As they say, it's a jungle out there. So we, as all animals, live our lives in this fight for survival. But human beings are different in the sense that we have learned to do it to ourselves. We have learned to create survival threats ourselves. In the book Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, Robert Saplowski writes that zebras will exhibit a stress response when they're running from a predator, and when that threat has subsided, so will their stress response. Human beings, on the other hand, with our big brains, have figured out how to create an entire culture, basically, designed to keep us in survival mode 24/7. It's called Cable News Network and Fox News. It's 24/7 survival mode. One of the most important parts of the survival system, in fact, perhaps the most important part of the survival system, is our internal protection, our internal guards, the part of the body that is constantly on the lookout for something getting into the holy, sacred chamber of the body. The holy, sacred chamber of the body is the blood, basically. There's a reason why religions respected and honored the blood. The blood is incredibly significant. It's distributed everywhere in the body. And if something ever gets into the blood, something that shouldn't be there, big trouble results. So the human body has a system in place that is constantly monitoring the blood for bad guys, for enemies, for terrorists, if you will. The body has three main ways of protecting the blood. It has a filtering system. We call that the lymphatic system. It has an absolutely amazing detox system for getting rid of poisons, MSG and nicotine and aspirin and Coumadin and hundreds of thousands of chemicals that we've developed in the last couple of hundred years, in addition to poisons that are regularly produced by vegetables and to a certain extent fruits. These are all detoxified by the body's detox system. So the body has three main ways of protecting the blood. It has a filter, the filtering system, and it has a detox system. And then we have a chemical defense system. The chemical defense system is the third great way that the human body protects itself, protects the blood. This chemical defense system, we call it the immune system, is a high-tech killing machine. It's designed to kill live things. The filtering system is designed to kill particulates, or designed to get rid of particulates. The detox system is designed to detoxify poisons. And the immune system is a high-tech killing and destroying machine that is designed to kill living things. And this is extremely, extremely important when it comes to disease, especially autoimmune disease. And by the way, when we talk about this high-tech killing system, we're talking about something that is so tiny, it's like one-tenth the width of the smallest period that you can imagine at the end of a sentence. Look at a period at the end of a sentence on a page that you printed out off the internet, perhaps. And look at that period, and then in your mind's eye, divide it by 10 times, and that's the size of a basic cell. And at that level, the immune system is a high-tech killing machine, a search-and-destroy machine that's designed to kill invaders that exist at this teeny, teeny, infinitesimally small level. Now, at this infinitesimally small level, you're talking not just about a high-tech killing machine. You're talking about an organized killing machine. You're talking about an incredibly intelligent killing machine, a killing machine that learns to recognize things, and a stupendously sophisticated system that science fiction wouldn't even believe. Science fiction writers think the immune system is a bit much. All right, we'll come back. We'll continue this discussion on eczema and psoriasis and immunity. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1708.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,750.42, $875.21 for a half ounce, or $437.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,750.42, $875.21, and $437.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, and you can also get us 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find videos that explain the Bright Side philosophy, articles, And, of course, you'll find a shopping cart with all the Longevity products and a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to start a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, make some significant money, actually. Some folks are making some pretty good chunks of change selling Longevity products, which actually sell themselves. And you can also get your products at the wholesale price if you click on the Join Now link at brightsideben.com. All right, our number 866-582-9933. We'll get to your phone calls in our next segment. I want to just finish up here with the immune system. There's actually three ways the body protects itself. It's got a filtering system, the lymph. It's got a detox system, which is housed in large part in the liver. And then it's got a killing system that is designed to kill things. And that's what we call the immune system. The immune system kills things and it creates walls and it quarantines. It's basically supposed to kill and quarantine bacteria and molds and living things. And this is what distinguishes the immune system from the filtering system and the poison control system. The immune system is designed to protect us from living things, bacteria, mold, and viruses. Bacteria, funguses, and viruses. Molds are kind of fungus. The immune system spots the enemy by its shape. Protein shapes are the biggest problem because there's so many of them. The word protein actually comes from the Greek god Proteus, which is the god of shapes, and proteins are distinguished by the fact that there's so many different shapes. And because there's so many different protein shapes, the immune system has to stereotype. It has to categorize. It has to pigeonhole. And sometimes a protein is going to look like it's part of an invading cell when it's really not. And this is the problem. The immune system doesn't want to take any chances. So if it sees a protein and it thinks that protein is connected to a cell, it will attack. And if it sees the same protein over and over again, it's going to become jumpy. It's going to become hyperactive. And it's going to do some serious stereotyping. Give you a simple example. Plants produce lots of different kinds of proteins. Grass produces seeds, and on those seeds there's proteins. The body, the immune system, when it spots one of these proteins, perhaps it gets into the respiratory tract, it's going to think that the body has been invaded and it's going to attack. So if you breathe in a seed, and that seed contains a protein, and the protein looks to the immune system like it's attached to some kind of invader, boom, the immune system will attack and you will have an immune response. And we call that an allergy. If the seed is a grass seed, we will call it a hay allergy, or we will actually call it hay fever. That's what hay fever is. Hay fever is a reaction, an immune reaction that the body has to a protein that's on a grass seed. And when I say the immune reaction kicks in, when the immune system kicks in, I'm talking about the rivers of the body, the fluid systems of the body expand. And when these fluid systems expand, it looks to us like we're getting red, like redness. If the fluid system expands perhaps in the eyes, it'll look like you have red eyes. The fluid system expands so that the military can flow through that fluid system and get to the area that's being attacked. The military is called white blood cells. So the fluid system expands. That causes what appears to be redness. And white blood cells migrate to the area. The white blood cells initiate the secretion of gooey substances from goo-secreting cells. We call that mucus. The goo is supposed to trap the enemy. The white blood cells initiate mechanical spring reactions. We call that sneezing. The white blood cells cause dams to burst. We call that tearing. And all of this is designed as a defensive reaction to get rid of the protein that's on that grass seed. Now, by the way, if you eat a grass seed, you can have that same kind of reaction because the proteins that are on the grass seeds that you're breathing in are also on the grass seeds that you're eating. Well, you say, well, I'm not eating any grass seeds. Well, yes, you are, because that's exactly what wheat is. It's a grass seed, and that's what all grains are. They are grass seeds, and like the grass seeds that we breathe in that cause hay fever, the grass seeds that we eat can cause celiac disease or gluten intolerance or any kind of grain issue. Grass seeds have proteins on them that look to the immune system as if the body is being invaded. And this is the problem with grains, and this is the problem with hay fever, and this indeed is the problem when you have an overactive immune system. The immune system is scouting out for these proteins, it finds these proteins, it thinks it's being invaded, and it initiates all of its killing machinery. If you have eczema and you have psoriasis, what you really have is an immune system that is trying to attack something, and your skin cells are just collateral damage. In any kind of war, in any kind of attack, you have friendly fire and you have collateral damage. Eczema and psoriasis are the manifestation of collateral damage, of friendly fire that's caused by an immune system that is trying to attack something. Thus, if you're trying to get rid of eczema and you're trying to get rid of psoriasis, your number one job is to figure out what is causing your immune system to attack. And as we've said many times on this program, the largest concentration of immune system activity occurs through the digestive system. So if you're dealing with eczema and you're dealing with psoriasis and you want action steps, here are seven. Number one, eliminate digestive triggers. Do yourself a food diary. Jot down everything you eat and how you feel a couple hours after in terms of digestive symptoms, bloating, gas, cramping, diarrhea, loose stool, heartburn, whatever. And those are foods that need to be eliminated. Number two, use digestive support nutrients. Use probiotics. Use zinc. Use digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, fat malabsorption aids, including lecithin and bile salts. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes if you have eczema. Get yourself on the nightly essence if you have eczema or psoriasis. Eat fermented foods. Use cabbage, not just fermented cabbage as in sauerkraut, but cabbage soup. Cabbage contains something called vitamin U, which is very important for the immune system. Use bone soup. Anything you can do to support digestive health will help your eczema and psoriasis. Number three, use fatty nutrients, essential fatty acids, and especially omega-3 fats. Get on the ultimate EFAs. Take your essential fatty acids with fatty meals to improve their absorption. And don't forget about fatty nutrients, especially vitamins A and D. Vitamin D is so powerful for the immune system and for skin health that it's actually used as a prescription drug for treating psoriasis, but you don't need to get Dovanex, which is the prescription drug form of vitamin D. You can use real vitamin D either in the form of fish oil or the sun or even vitamin D supplements. Make sure you're getting 400 international units of vitamin E as well, and then it wouldn't hurt you to take some vitamin K. I like vitamin K2. And that is around 5,000 micrograms a day. Step number four, don't forget your water-soluble nutrients. That's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the B-complex, and 1,000 milligrams minimum a day of vitamin C, but you can take up to 5 or 10,000 milligrams. Step number five, use minerals, especially selenium and zinc. Get on the OPC selenium. You can actually use selenium. You can use zinc topically to take care of eczema and psoriasis. And then last but not least, miscellaneous. Use N-acetylcysteine. And don't forget to breathe to help quiet down the immune system. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls on the Bright Side right after this.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Got a letter here from Susan. She says she wants information on how to handle acne due to imbalance of hormones and polycystic ovarian syndrome. I've heard some of your programs about the various types of acne and their causes, but I'm not sure where to go on your website to get the archive programs that deal with this issue. Thank you for your help. Yes, indeed, the whole archive situation is a bit of a problem, I have to say. There's so much good information on those archives, but they're not cataloged, as many of you guys have pointed out to me, and I'm not sure how to go about doing that, but we are working on that issue. As far as polycystic ovarian syndrome goes, ovarian syndrome means you got lots of cysts, polycysts, in your ovaries. Cysts in the ovaries produce both male hormone and female hormone, and your typical PCOS patient is dealing with the problems of too much female hormone and too much male hormone. Too much female hormone means weight issues, means mood issues, means stress issues. Too much male hormone means acne. Too much female hormone also means weight gain. Too much male hormone means problems with breakouts, with oily skin, with acne, with hair on the chest or hair on the face, with thinning hair on the head, And it's a big mess for folks, obviously. So how do you deal with polycystic ovarian syndrome? Number one, first and foremost, you want to treat it as an insulin issue, as a pre-diabetic issue. Your PCOS patient is a pre-diabetic or a diabetic patient, and that means doing all of the strategies that we talk about here on the Bright Side for stabilizing blood sugar. People, this is so important. Keep your blood sugar stable. How do you do it? Well, I could sit here and tell you, you got to stop eating the crap, but that's not, you know, that's easier said than done. But you got to stop eating the crap, and that means easy to process, fast burning sugars, fruit juices, breads, pastas, potatoes, corn, flour, cereal, bagels, pizza, anything with a fast burning sugar in it, and that includes dough and crusts and fruits and fruit juices and sugary drinks of all kinds, and of course desserts and cakes. But you can't just say to yourself, I'm not going to eat those things. You've got to eat more protein. The body can use protein to get more energy, not literally energy, but more work done. Protein is horsepower. Protein is like horses, and sugar is like whips. There's two ways to get more power from a horse. You can whip the horse, or you can get more horses. Protein, or eating more protein, is like getting more horses. Eating more sugar is like using more whips. It's much more efficient for the body to get more horses. Protein is your horses, sugar is your whips. So by eating more protein, you won't need as much whips. You'll have more horses, you won't need to whip the few horses that you have. It's a very important metaphor. I hope I made that clear. Protein is the workers. It's the machinery. It's the gears. It's the horses that give you the horsepower. And if you're running protein deficient, and most of us are, because protein's expensive, and fast food and restaurant manufacturers tend to shift things into carbohydrates because there's more profit margin to be made in the French fries and in the bread than there is in the hamburgers and the meat. So we are steered away, we are guided away from protein and guided towards carbohydrates for economic interests, for corporate interests. So we have to have intention, and we have to place consciousness and will in order to go for the protein. Otherwise, we'll just naturally take the path of least resistance, which is sugars and carbohydrates. So first and foremost, for PCOS, get yourself away from the carbohydrates, the fast-burning carbs, and don't do it with willpower. Do it by getting more protein. And steak and hamburger, unfortunately, are not great sources of protein because we cook them and because of how we process our meat. So, unfortunately, if you're going to really up your protein and do it correctly, you got to use protein powders or perhaps egg. Or if you like a food type of protein, one of the best ways to get protein in terms of food is to use squid or fish or shellfish. And I know shellfish are bottom feeders, and I hear all about that. I hear all about that all the time, and indeed they are bottom feeders, and that means that they're taking in a lot of toxicity, but they are also almost pure protein. So you're going to have to make your own decision on that. Probably it's a good idea to use small amounts of shellfish and then concentrate on squid and fish if you're looking for a food protein. But I like protein powders the best, especially whey protein. It's stupendously valuable as a food, and along with algae and along with eggs, it is one of the most and sprouts. It is one of the big four power foods that you can eat. In addition to protein, it's got tremendous nutritional value in terms of antibacterial properties, in terms of growth stimulating properties, in terms of digestive health properties. It is just an amazing food source, and of course it's wonderful, easy to absorb, full amino acid spectrum protein. So use whey protein. If you can't do whey, use hemp seed protein, and then fish and squid as well. In any case, lots of protein, half a gram to a gram of protein per pound of body weight minimum. And then you want to use nutrients that help stabilize blood sugar. The Sweeties from Longevity with chromium and vanadium is a superstar blood sugar stabilizing supplement. In fact, everybody should be using the Sweeties. I don't have any blood sugar problems, and I do two Sweeties after every meal. You don't need to have blood sugar problems in order to benefit from this stuff. Chromium is also important for blood pressure. It's also important for helping the body process fats, too. So get yourself on the Sweeties. Use the B vitamins, especially thiamine. niacin and vitamin B12. This is all for polycystic ovarian syndrome. Make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, and you may also want to try progesterone cream. Progesterone cream is important for all female health issues, including, by the way, endometriosis, as a letter writer pointed out to me. Progesterone cream is best used in high concentration, so you don't have to use a lot of the cream. I like a 10% progesterone cream. You'll have to have a pharmacist make that for you. So treat polycystic ovarian syndrome first and foremost as an insulin issue, and then secondly as an estrogen issue. There's so much more you can do, Susan, and I'll try and give you a call here later this week. Susan put her phone number on her letter, and that's always a good idea because I like to respond to you guys not by writing, although I probably should respond by writing, but it's much easier for me to respond via phone. So if you're writing me a letter, make sure you put your phone number so I can get back to you. And thanks for writing, Susan. Appreciate it. All right, 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Mary in Oregon, what's going on?
Before I ask my question, I want to give you a quick update. When I mentioned water kefir in passing, you asked me how long it takes before it, the water kefir that I make myself becomes dry. To my standards, I now know that I've at least narrowed it down. To my standards, because I do not eat sugar, I found that it takes less than 3 months. So when I narrow it down farther, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, thank you for that, Mary. And what was your question?
I would like to be able to use talk about memes in my talks, my local talks.
Oh.
And my daughter says that my understanding of what a meme is incorrect.
Okay.
I thought that a meme was something that has been repeated so many times, people think it's true.
That's a type of meme. A meme is just a basic idea that's passed from one person to another, that's hand-passed. It could be any idea. It could be a commercial, a jingle, a habit, a fashion, a song, anything that travels from one person to another almost like it has a mind of its own. It's like a virus. That's how a virus works. A virus passes from one person to another and spreads its ideas from one cell to another. A meme spreads its ideas from one person to another. The problem with memes is we accept them unconsciously. Democracy, that's a meme. America being the greatest country in the world, that's a meme. McDonald's is your kind of place, that's a meme. These are ideas that just spread on their own as if they have a mind of our own. Now, commercial advertisers love memes because memes do the work for the advertisers. Hang tight, Mary. We'll finish this up when we come back from our break. Memes are very, very important to understand because if we don't understand them, we become victims of them every bit as much as we're victims of viruses. All right, we'll continue this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're talking to Mary in Oregon. Mary, are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
What kind of talks do you do? You said you do some. You do talks in Oregon there?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I just tell everything I've learned from you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like,
oh, yeah. When you're talking to people about memes, you don't know how to express exactly what they are. I thought you meant you were doing public talks somehow. Okay, in any case, memes, meme is kind of a term that was invented by a guy named Richard Hawkins. He wrote a book called The Selfish Gene when he was talking about genetics. And just like a gene is a piece of information and it's associated with genetics, a meme is a piece of information that's associated with memory. Meme is short for memory. It's a piece of memory. And a meme is a piece of information that transfers itself from person to person without those people necessarily knowing that they're accepting a piece of information. So if you see a commercial on TV, or if you hear something I say on the radio or Dr. Wallach says on the radio, and you pass it on to somebody else, what you're doing is you're passing on a piece of information, you're passing on a meme. And it could be something as simple as a song that you hear, or a fact that you hear on the radio, or a commercial that you hear, or a belief that your mother told you, or that the culture told you. One of the worst places for memes is in the healthcare world. You know, everybody knows when they're sick, they got to go to the doctor and get an antibiotic, right? Wrong. That's a meme. That's a belief system that people have accepted. Everybody knows when they have eczema, they got to put an eczema cream on, or if they have zits, they got to go get some zit cream, right? Wrong. That's a meme that we believe in, that we've accepted without analyzing critically. Yesterday I talked about critical thinking. Critical thinking is the way you inoculate yourself against the viruses that we call memes. And by the way, there's a great book called Viruses of the Mind, which is a very easy to understand book that's considered the classic on memes, classic book on memes. It's written by a guy named Richard Brody, B-R-O-D-I-E, if you want to look into that. So a meme is nothing more than a piece of information that transmits itself from person to person without those people necessarily knowing that they've accepted a piece of information. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you would, the most important thing to understand here, folks, though, and Mary, you inoculate yourself, you protect yourself against meme invasion by critical thinking, by examining with your prefrontal cortex, with the front part of your brain, your thinking center, by examining with your thinking center whether that idea is an idea you really want to accept, you really want to believe, and that really serves you. You can consider the bright side as your vaccination against memetic invasion in the healthcare world. Thank you so much for your call, by the way, Mary. Appreciate it. All right, moving on. Let's go to Texas and say hi to Gene. Good morning, Gene. Welcome to the bright side.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I have a torn rotator cuff.
Mm.
And they've injected it with cortisone once. I don't want to have surgery if I can avoid it. I'm 72 years old.
Awesome, Gene. You're 72?
I'm
great.
72. My husband fell 15 feet and has been in the hospital 6 of the last 11 months. So I have to take care of him. And
all right, let's get you going on a torn rotator cuff. By the way, let me tell you about cortisol shots and rotator cuffs. Well, cortisol shots will shut down the inflammation. What they'll also do is they'll shut down healing. That's right. Doesn't that make sense? Brilliant.
Yeah.
When your immune system is, the cortisol shuts down the immune system, it shuts down the body's ability to grow and repair as well. So if you're taking a cortisol shot, and by the way, if you're on one of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin and Naprosyn, same thing. They'll also shut down your body's... Okay, well, that's a good thing. But just for folks who are out there, if you sprain your ankle or your knee and you take Motrin and you take Naprosyn or any of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, just like the steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you will suppress growth and repair. Not a good thing if you got a torn rotator cuff. So here's what you want to do. First of all, you want to use natural anti-inflammatory strategies. Sugar, bread, pasta, all the foods that we rip on this program are pro-inflammatory foods. Processed fats, pro-inflammatory foods. So anything that comes in a box or has a commercial associated with it, or they're singing some kind of song to it, or there's a cartoon character and they want you to buy it, energy bars, cereals, crackers, cookies, cakes, all those kinds of foods, fast foods, restaurant foods, these are pro-inflammatory foods and you want to stay away from them. Steer yourself into a good source of protein. I like powder protein, and especially, number one, powder proteins will keep you away from the pro-inflammatory foods, but the building and the rebuilding process requires protein. So eating more protein will kill two birds with one stone. It'll give you raw materials for building, and it will keep you away from the pro-inflammatory foods. Secondly, make sure you're using good fats, and that means essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. You need both omega-6s and omega-3s, but don't forget about the omega-3s. They're very, very important, and that's where the ultimate EFAs from Longevity can help you. I'd be doing 3 capsules 3 times a day. If you notice that you have any digestive issues when you take your essential fatty acids, that's a sign that you may not be absorbing these nutrients. And if you're not absorbing fats, that means you're not only going to be missing out on EFAs, but you'll also be missing out on fatty vitamins. Now, vitamins A and D are not just fatty vitamins, they're almost like growth hormones. They stimulate the production of growth tissues. So make sure you're getting vitamin A and D. I'd be using 20,000 IU of vitamin A, and I'd be getting out in the sun to get your vitamin D. Or if you need supplemental vitamin D, do 5,000 international units of vitamin D3. But I like the sun as a source of vitamin D. Make sure that you're on the glucogel caps from Longevity. They'll provide you with building blocks for cartilage and for collagen making. They're also great for anti-wrinkling as well, so they'll protect your skin. They'll protect your vasculature. The glucogel caps are one of those neat multifunctional nutritional supplements. I love multifunctionality because it allows you to do less or do more with less. So by taking the glucogel caps, not only will you be helping rebuild the connective tissue in the rotator cuff, but you'll also be supporting your blood vessel system, your circulatory system, your skin as well. You'll get benefits for your heart. You'll get benefits for building muscle throughout your body and building tissue throughout your body from the glucogel caps. And as a bonus, the glucogel caps will also help you with your digestive system, and they're really inexpensive, too. Get yourself on the ultimate enzymes. Again, they will give you multiple benefits, like the glucogel caps. They'll act as anti-inflammatories, natural anti-inflammatories, not like cortisol. They're not going to suppress your immune system, but they will have anti-inflammatory properties, and they'll also act to support your digestive health, obviously.
Is that the probiotics?
No. I'm not talking probiotics. Probiotics are something completely different.
Okay.
Digestive enzymes are chemicals that help you digest your food. Probiotics are bacteria. Digestive enzymes are different. But while you mention it, as long as you're on the topic of probiotics, yes, indeed. Probiotics, because they give you digestive support, they can also help with the rebuilding process, and they also have anti-inflammatory properties. Don't forget about magnesium. Again, it's a natural anti-inflammatory. It's also important for building connective tissue, and you can throw in calcium into the mix. And last but most certainly not least is vitamin C. You cannot make connective tissue, no matter how much raw material you have. You can't make connective tissue without vitamin C. Vitamin C is like a key that turns on the ignition of the connective tissue manufacturing process. So even if you have all this gas in your tank, if you don't turn on the key, you're not going to be going anywhere. And it's the same thing with the body. The key is vitamin C, the raw materials that we've been talking about, magnesium and protein and essential fatty acid. That's like gas in your tank. But you got to turn the key, and that would be 1,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. I know I gave you a ton of information there, Gene, but believe it or not, there's even more. If you may want to review by going to the archive at brightsideben.com. And check out the archive page. Thanks so much for your call. God bless you. I hope everything works out for you, Gene. All right, real quick, Lisa in Arizona, got about a minute. See if we can answer your question real quick, Lisa. What's up?
Hi. I've had a yeast infection for a couple of years, and I've had a modified diet, and I can relieve some of my symptoms by doing that. But every once in a while, you know, I have a bite for my anniversary, for some dessert or something.
Throws everything off?
I'll flare up again. And
okay. Well, have you read The Yeast Connection by Dr. William Crook?
No.
Okay, go get The Yeast Connection by Dr. William Crook. Anybody who's dealing with The Yeast Connection, there's a lot. In fact, Lisa, I'd appreciate if you could call me back on Monday because there's a lot I want to tell you. But just right off the top of my head, I'll tell you probiotics are almost, not exactly, but almost like an antidote to yeast. Bacteria and funguses live in balance in the body. And anything we do that kills off those bacteria, and there's a lot that we do, including antibiotics in foods and chlorine in water and fluoride in water, that kills off those natural probiotics is going to cause yeast to overgrow. So make sure you're getting on a good probiotic supplement. And then in addition, you want to obviously, sounds like you know about keeping sugar out of your diet as best as you can, because yeast loves sugar. The probiotics are the go-to nutritional supplement for yeast infection. And read The Yeast Connection by Dr. William Crook. If you call back Monday, we'll get you up first, and we'll address yeast in the blood and how you can get rid of it. Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate all your calls. Appreciate all your letters. Appreciate all your love. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on that Join Now link and make some money selling longevity products and get your products at the wholesale price and join the Brightside Ben team. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.